On to our main topic now, and how scientists are using one of the brightest lights in the universe to probe the fabric of the world around us.
Now, that light source, which is called Diamond, is a synchrotron, which is a form of particle accelerator. It uses a very powerful magnetic field to propel a stream of negative particles called electrons in a long circular path at very close to the speed of light.
As the electrons follow the curve of the half a kilometre long path, they give off beams for X-rays 10,000 times brighter than the sun. And scientists are able to tap them off and use them to study the structure of crystals or jet engine parts, and even to read ancient manuscripts.
Greg Jackson went to Diamond in Oxfordshire's beautiful countryside to see how it works.
My name's Ed Ryle. I work here as an insertion device physicist, so I make some of the special magnets here that make Diamond especially bright. Diamond is a series of particle accelerators that accelerate electrons up to pretty much the speed of light and basically use the light like a giant microscope to really see the very small details of matter.
And how is Diamond different from CERN?
So CERN is a giant machine in the Swiss Alps, and they accelerate particles called protons, and they smash those together at massive energies to really look at the fundamental secrets of matter and what was going on in the early stages of the universe. And at Diamond, we accelerate electrons, and we put them into our storage ring, and we accelerate them at the speed of light, and then we don't want them to smash into anything because we want to use the radiation they emit when they go through a magnet. So in terms of technology, we're very similar, but in terms of output, we're looking at very different science.
We're currently in the storage chamber here, and I can see multiple magnets of all different colours and sizes and cooling equipment and so many different wires. But this is only one facet of the whole of Diamond. Perhaps you can talk me through the very beginning of what happens and how we end up here in the storage room.
The electrons start their life at the centre of the facility. And so you look down at Diamond from the sky, you look at this giant spaceship donut, and inside of the donut you have a short line and then a small donut and then the large donut. The electrons start at the beginning of the short line in the electron gun. They're fired from a heated cathode and they're then travelling at about walking pace. Electrons then travel through a copper tube. And this is the linear accelerator. It takes the electrons from the initial 90 kilo electron volts up to 100 mega electron volts, which is already 99.99% the speed of light. Once we're at our operating energy, we head out into the main storage ring of which we're sat in now. In fact, we're just up as we're looking around a curved tunnel to where the electrons actually enter the main storage ring. They then travel around the 560 meter circumference. They then travel in our vacuum vessel, and that vessel is threaded through all of our electron magnets in the main storage ring. The magnets themselves are kind of big blocks of steel, and that creates just a straight magnetic field that then bends the bunch of electrons and keeps them on the orbit in our ring. It's a little bit like a swing ball set. Once a turn, the swing ball comes around, you hit it with your bat, and the electrons regain the energy that they've lost as they've gone around the storage ring. And as they get bent, they emit very hard X-ray radiation and also light down into the infrared. That light, the infrared, the visible, the X-rays, then are sent down through beam lines into experimental stations where scientists do a variety of studies on crystals and other materials to find out their structure.
What happens in the beam lines?
There's a lot of techniques used here. A lot of beam lines here use crystallography, so they select their energy of X-rays, they'll fire them through a small, tiny crystal, and they'll get a pattern of spots, which they can then use to determine the actual structure of the protein or the molecule they're looking at.
So really, Diamond is like a giant microscope that enables you to see molecular levels of a material. So whilst a regular microscope that you might get in a lab, you can only see cells, you can see at a much higher fidelity atoms and the placements of atoms within a material.
That would be broadly it. It's very broad brushstroke, and there's an awful lot of computing and an awful lot of science that goes into trying to determine all of these things. You know, we really are standing on the shoulders of many generations of scientists here.
Physicist Ed Ryle speaking with Greer Jackson at the Diamond Synchrotron.